Welcome to Around Town with me, Rhonda Bellamy. Clyde's Holiday by the Sea, Cameron Art Museum's annual family event, will go on. The community celebration bearing the name of internationally acclaimed folk artist Clyde Jones has become a yearly tradition. Georgia Mastroini is the Director of Youth and Family Education at the CAM.
Clyde Jones is a beloved folk artist from Bynum, North Carolina, and he's best known for these really beautiful, outrageous critters that he creates. And he will sometimes make them out of flat wooden boards, or he'll create them out of unpolished wooden logs, and he'll paint them a variety of colors, and some of them look true to the animals that they're supposed to represent, but sometimes they're just very fantastical. Clyde has a special place in the heart of the Cameron Art Museum because he's been involved at the museum for years now, and he's come specifically to do a children's program.
Though Clyde won't be attending this year, his longtime friend and fellow artist Jeff Lambden will take part in a virtual art conversation with CAM director Ann Brennan. That's Wednesday, November 18th. At 6 p.m. Georgia says there are two ways for families to participate in Clyde's Holiday by the Sea.
We are trying to still offer the in-person event that many families look forward to every year, but we're putting a lot of safety regulations into it. We're now having you pre-purchase your time slot that you come, and you'll be given your own art kit and your own critter. Every family, when you pre-register, is guaranteed their own socially distanced area to work on their critter with their own art supplies that are then theirs to take home. However, for the families that would rather just do it from home, you can purchase your Clyde's Critter Kit beginning now by going onto our website and filling out the information. And once you've pre-purchased your kit, you'll be notified about when you can come pick it up. And your kit includes a variety of art supplies as well as a Clyde's critter. So you take that home, you paint it, and then if you return it to the museum by Saturday, November 21st, which is the day of the Clyde's Holiday by the Sea event, it will be included in the community installation that is a part of this event, which is something that we've done every year, where all the critters that the kids and the families have painted get put together in a large sculpture on the corner of 17th and Independence, so the kids can then see their artwork on display throughout the month of December.
Meanwhile, Illumination 2020, an exhibition of artist-made lanterns, will light up the holidays again this year. September Kruger is director of Lifelong Learning.
We have 50 entries, I believe, this year with Illuminations. These are people not only from North Carolina, but also Florida and Georgia. Nan Pope was able to reach out extensively to artists in the region and get a wonderful response this year for the Illuminations exhibit. Our opening day will be on November the 20th. And instead of the traditional sort of party, rather we're going to have an all-day celebration for the opening. So we'll be open late until 7:30 that day. And as part of the celebration, we'll also have some musicians playing from 5 till 7. These are students of the Suzuki School.
If you're just tuning in to WHQR, we're speaking with Georgia Mastroini and September Kruger, Cameron Art Museum educators. Illumination 2020 lights up Friday, November 20th, and runs through January 10th. Clyde's Holiday by the Sea takes place Saturday, November 21st. CAM also offers ongoing virtual sessions, including a series of art appreciation classes. September, how are people taking to virtual art classes?
What you're able to do over a Zoom session, over a virtual class, is really, really comforting. I see it over and over again. I know I just had a class in printmaking, and there were two sisters on the class. So one student was here in North Carolina, and the other was in Florida. And every week, here we were having this virtual gathering, making art together, but then also sharing conversation. I heard so many wonderful stories about their life growing up in New York City while we were making art together. And I guess that's the piece for me that has been so valuable with these classes, that people still find comfort and joy and healing in gathering together and making.
If you'd like more information on classes and workshops, Illumination 2020, the Artist-Made Lantern Exhibition, and Clyde's Holiday by the Sea, log on to CameronArtMuseum.org. Around Town with Rhonda Bellamy is a production of WHQR Public Media. I'm Rhonda Bellamy.